but Rab stood to one side, striking a fine dramatic pose, one leg behind the other, ears laid soulfully back, paws bent at chest height in true hair-singing fashion, casting his eyes over the contents of the carts as the servers trundled them up to the tables. He coughed politely and launched into a speedily delivered verse.
How can one count the praises of the victuals at Redwall? O pure delight, a wondrous night, I'll sing to one and all. That blackberry pudding looks such a good and all covered in meadow cream. And the hazelnut cake, well, for goodness sake, I hope it's no jolly old dream. That huge apple pie, oh me, oh my, the crust is piping hot. Good creatures, be nice and save me a slice, or I'm sure I'll die. What, what?
Formal Brawl nudged the cart with a foot paw. It rolled gently to rest right under Burab's nose. The hare tried bravely to carry on singing with a hot mushroom pasty dripping onion gravy simmering under his nose.
What rhymes with pasty? I'll try to sing fastly. My nose tells me 'tis wrong. This soon will grow cold if I may make so bold. Pray excuse the chap ending his song.
Unable to stand it any longer and disregarding cutlery, the gluttonous hare hurled himself bare-pawed upon the pasty.
I say, rot no mole cad. Put me off my ditty completely. Bounder!
Drog the cellar hog fell off his chair laughing.
No beast could follow that. Mr. Burab, take a tankard of my finest October ale and wet your whistle. You win.
Sister Alconet helped herself to a plate of summer fruit salad and a mint wafer, spread with soft white cheese. Looking prim and severe, she remarked to Brother Holman,
"That hare, what a bad example he's setting to the young ones."
On the Dibbins table, many abbey babes were imitating Burab. Little Gundel was practically washing his face in a portion of deeper and never turnip and tater and beetroot pie, the mole's favourite dish. A tiny squirrel and an infant mouse maid were feeding each other pawfuls of summer vegetable soup. It looked as if they were trying to paint one another. Egbert and Flaubert were either end of an apple cream flan, munching away, eager to see who would get to the centre first. Table manners, spoons, forks and serviettes were completely ignored as each Dibbon went at it paw and snout, enjoying the fun and the food. Sister Alconet was about to rise and deal with them, but Brother Holman pressed her gently back into her seat.
"Please, sister, let them be. Dibbons don't remain babes forever. To them, 'tis all a game. Let them play it and have a good time."
Alconet picked daintily at a salad and fumed.
"It's not good manners. Look at the mess they're making. Look at those smocks clean on this evening. Who'll get the job of washing them? Certainly not me."
A fat, kindly mole called Wumple poured a beaker of dandelion cordial and passed it to the sister, chuckling.
"Don't ye fret, ma'am, or I'll be ye washer beast. You'm let them they little infants be. Them full of happiness. I wishes I could join them, bury I."